Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Nun Ches, Gittin 58a, pagination is 115, dealing with different stories relating to the beauty of the Jewish people, even in captivity, at the time that the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and took the Jews into captivity. So the Gemara on the last of the small lines tells us, Maisu b'nei Yisrael v'asri, they took Jewish children and they tied them up, umishamshi, and after they gazed at these children who were so handsome, then they would have relations with their wives. We're talking about the Roman noble people. And they apparently were aware of a concept that shows up in our literature, that the impact of a person's intent, their mind frame, can have an impact on the child that's conceived from that relations, and they were apparently vying to have children that were as handsome as the children from the Jewish captivity. We have this concept in our literature, for example. The Gemara Brachas Daf Chof tells us that Rabbi Yochanan would position himself outside the mikveh area, and when the women would come out on their way home on mikveh night, they would see the Gadol Hadar and they would have a desire and intent to try to have children that are handsome and great tzaddikim like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara, of course, discusses how he could be willing to do that, but there's this concept that their intent could impact the child. Likewise, the Ramban in Igeres HaKodesh in Perek Hey, the fifth chapter, has a long discussion regarding Kavanas HaChibur, the intent a person has at the time of intimacy. And if a person has intent, b'devarim kedoshim, in things that are holy, v'yachshov b'tzadikim, to think of righteous people, and liyashev da'as ha'isha l'samcha b'devarim, that the union should be that of joy and happiness, then it makes an impact on the child, physically, emotionally, spiritually, etc. He cites, of course, the famous incident with Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, where, regarding animals, he was able to impact the type of colors that the animals would conceive and give birth to. Continuing in the Gemara, three lines up from the widest lines, Tanu Rabbanon, there was another story about a very handsome youth who was in captivity. Ma'asa b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, shaholach l'krach gadol shabaromi. The great Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, a leader in the post-Churban time, was in a big city in Rome area. Amrulo, and they told him, Tinok echod yesh beveso asurim, there is a youth, Jewish child, he's in the jail, Yefei Einayim V'tov Roi, and he's very handsome. And they were wondering, perhaps, that he was one of nobility, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya should look into it. This youth stood out. Holach v'omar al Pesach Beisu Asurim, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya stood outside the jail, which we have a number of stories like this, where they were able to communicate from the street. Omar, and he said the following pasuk, Pasuk in Yeshaya, Minosan lemeshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael lebozizim. Who is it that caused Yaakov to be trampled and Yisrael to be plundered? And he didn't finish the pasuk that it's Hashem and it's because we did sin. He just said it as a lament, as a very sad, mournful, a problem that he has. Solutionless. Ana oso tinok, and the child responded, va'omar, and he finished the pasuk. Halo Hashem, it's Hashem who did that. Zuchatanu lo, that we've sinned to him. V'lo avu bidrachav haloch, we did not desire to go in his ways. V'lo shamu bitoraso, and we didn't listen to his Torah. Omar, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, heard that the child is able to finish the pasuk. Muftachani bo, he said, I'm assured in this child, Shemora Harab Yisrael, that he's going to be a posek, that he's going to issue rulings in halacha with great quality. Ho avoda, he made a commitment, She'eni zoz mikan, I'm not leaving here, this town, ad she'eftenu b'chomamon she'poskim alav, I'm going to redeem him no matter what the price. And Tosfos mentions that we learned earlier that normally we don't redeem captives for more than their price. And he answers in one answer, Muflug b'chachma, because the child was unusual with a lot of potential, so he was allowed to make an exception. Amru, they say, Lo zoz misham, indeed, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya did not leave at Shapoda b'mamon harbe until he paid an exorbitant price. For lo hayu yama mu'atim, and it was only a short while later, at Shehora HaRabi Yisrael, that indeed this child became a Mora Hora, a posek issuing halachic rulings. Umanu Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, and this is Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. The Mefarshim point out that there were a number of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elishas. The name is not unique. There was a Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha mentioned in the beginning of Gemara Brachas Daf Zayin, who was a Kohen Gadol. And we'll see in a moment, he had, presumably it was him, who has the children that we're going to discuss in a moment. This Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha might have been a descendant, but not necessarily. But he was a Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Now, the obvious question over here is, just because the child was able to finish the pasuk, how does that inform Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya that this young man is going to be a Mora Hora'a of excellence? So I once heard an interesting insight that the end of that pasuk, which the child finished, talks about Torah. And in Eicha, Rashi tells us, Perek Beis, Pasuk Tes, on the Pasuk Ein Torah, Rashi says, Ein Bahem Mora Hora'a, that the word Torah refers to someone who can bring our large body of what we call Torah knowledge, Jewish tradition, to the point of Torah, which really means to show, to guide, what direction you should go. And that's what halacha does. It tells you ultimately, after all the give and take and the philosophy and the attitude and the considerations, but what should I do? As the pasuk says, Lahoros haderech yelchu vaves hama'asa asher ya'asun, to guide people what they should actually do. And perhaps that is what Rabbi Yishmael ben Chananya detected at the end of the pasuk. The question, of course, is he started the pasuk and the child finished it. What did he see in the child that was so enormous? Perhaps in the time of the Churban, people used psukim of Yeshaya as a lament, as a sad, mournful statement. But the child here heard Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya setting him up just to be sad. Who placed the plunder and the trampling, and the child has it clear The child knows exactly where the problem lies and where the solution lies. And in that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya saw the makings of a posek. The child understood the problem. We've sinned. We didn't want to do. And the solution would be, let's do Torah so. Let's do what Hashem guides us to do. And in that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya saw potential greatness. One more story. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Masa bevno vivito shel Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. There was a story of the son and daughter, presumably meaning grandson and granddaughter of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. I think most people understand this to refer to the Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who was a Kohen Gadol. Shenishbu l'shnei adonim. They were captured to two different Roman masters. L'yomim nizdavku shneim b'makom echad. The two masters once met. Ze Omer, one said, Yesh li eved she'en keyafyo b'chol ha'olam. I have a slave who his beauty is unparalleled. And the other described the same about the girl that was his in captivity. And they said, Ba'u v'nasiyem ze laze unechalek bivalados. Let's marry them to each other. And we will split the children. They'll be so pretty, so handsome. It'll be wonderful. Hechnisim lecheder ze, lecheder, and they brought them into a room. Ze yasha bekeren zavis, ze yasha bekeren zavis. And each one of them went to a corner of the room, keeping themselves separate from the prospective mate that the masters had in mind. Ze omer, ani kohen bin kohanim gedolim, esa shevcha. This one said, I'm the descendant of Kohanim Gedolim. How can I live with a slave girl? V'zoso meres, and this one was saying, Ani kohenes bas Kohanim Gedolim en asa le'eved. I'm the descendant of Kohanim Gedolim. I'm going to marry a slave. Bachu kol alaylo, they were each crying in their corner, and they didn't understand what was irking the other one. Kevin sha'ola amar ha'shachar, at daybreak, Hekiru zeze, they recognized one another, and they naflu zelze, they embraced one another, v'go'u b'v'chiyo, and they cried out in crying, and apparently it was such an emotional experience finding brother and sister under such terrible circumstances, achayatza nishmasan, they both died from, we would call it, the shock, va'aleim konen yirmiya. And Yirmiyah referred to this as well when he talked in Eicha, Al Eile Ani Bochia, on these I cry. Again, remarkable Gemara that even as Judea Capta, that they captured Yerushalayim and took into captivity, but there was a certain reverence for the Jewish people, even on a physical level, an admiration, a recognition that this was a noble, handsome, and revered people. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.